Hello, everybody. How are you guys today? Just want to introduce you. This is Marcus Draper.
And Trisha Draper.
And we are right here at the uturnradio.org studio with the Messengers. We just want to introduce ourselves. Sorry, we got to mess with a little bit of a change. But we just want to let you guys know we have this new show starting today. We're excited. So get ready.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
Given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living to give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 you know, and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out. Can't wait around, cause seen plenty of hatred, death, and destruction where ignorance kills many. The blind leading the blind, we turning the blind eye. That alone is a crime, we got the power of life. I know that we make mistakes, don't let them keep you away. Mercy, love, and his grace, the reason we move ahead. Speak out, though we never been qualified to do it. I ain't earned it, I was loved into it, I'm brand new, yeah. And I know it's all right, 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 you know, and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out. Can't wait around, cause
back. Hey, like our introduction song, everybody. Well, we want to introduce ourselves. Like I said, my name is Marcus Draper.
And I'm Trisha Draper.
And we've been married for 15 years, going on 16 this year.
That's right.
In September. We love God.
Amen.
We are big fans. Everybody, they're a big fan of God. But my wife is an author. She's had a couple of books published for Christian books, kids book.
Kids book. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I actually work here at U-Turn Radio. I'm kind of the techie guy, I guess is what you would call me. I'm not sure what Kevin's putting on my card. I think it's dude or something like that. Anyway, but we are going to have every month, every show we have, we're going to be talking about one particular subject. And this month, we're going to be talking about the words that that come out of your mouth. So,
yes, we're focusing on speaking life, how important the words of our mouth are. It's something we take for granted and we really don't think about a lot. And it's something that's very important to God. And we live in the physical realm and we listen in the physical realm. So you have to speak into the physical realm. You need to speak things out loud. Speak words of life into existence. Mm-hmm. So it's important to say things that you believe. You know, even the little things, like you can say, Lord, I'm just believing for a great day. Just get out of bed and say, in Jesus' name, this is going to be a wonderful day.
And even to the big things, in the name of Jesus, I command that leg to be whole and healed. I command that leg to be perfect, just the way you created it, Father.
Yes.
I command that eye to be whole and healed. It's just the words out of your mouth. You speak life.
Do you? And in the same sense, you can speak death, and we're going to talk some about that. And that's, I mean, it's just very powerful things. So first of all, I want to read you the foreword to Joyce Meyer's book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life. This is a very good book to get, and I would highly encourage it to everyone. But this is the introduction to her book, and this explains a little bit more about what we'll talk about. She says, most of us don't realize how powerful our words are and how huge an impact they have on our lives. Think about it. Even two simple syllables, da-da, are powerful enough to make a grown man cry when uttered for the first time from his baby. I believe that words contain tremendous power. It can be either positive power, constructive power, or negative, destructive power. In Genesis, we read that God used words to create the world we live in. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21 that the power of life and death are in the tongue. That is an amazing statement, and one we should seriously consider. Each time we speak words, we are speaking either life or death to those who hear us and to ourselves. We need to be cautious about the words we utter. Our mouth gives expressions to what we want, think, and feel. Therefore, it reveals a great deal about the one who is speaking. We can learn a lot about ourselves just by listening to the things we say. Matthew 12:34-35 says that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his good inner good treasure flings forth good things. And the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. That's a lot of things to say. That's kind of hard. But basically, when you have good inside you, you will bring good out of you. So our words are the result of our inner thoughts and attitudes. One might say that our words are a movie screen that reveals what we have been thinking and attitudes we have. I believe that our words can increase or decrease our level of joy. They can affect the answers to our prayers and have a positive or negative effect on our future. We should pay a lot of attention to what the Word of God has to teach us about the power of our words. When a person isn't satisfied with the condition of their life, it would be wise to take an inventory of the words they have spoken. God has a good plan for each of us, but it won't automatically happen without our cooperation. We are partners with God in this life, and He wants us to be in agreement with what He has spoken about us in His Word.
That's good. Yeah, and it's also not just important the words that come out of our mouth. It's important what goes into our minds. What are we watching? What are we reading? What are we listening to? Are we listening to things that are going to build us up? Or are we listening to things that are going to give us a negative aspect? In Romans 10:17, it says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Mm-hmm. So are we watching TV shows that are going to build us up? If we're watching things that are doing that, then we're going to be speaking life. We're going to be closer to God. It's going to be an interesting world when you know the devil is put back, is put down for mm-hmm. 1,000 years.
Yes.
And he can't influence people.
Yeah, it'll be a whole different.
That's right.
Whole different world. So we're looking forward to that.
But go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that it's important to know that what we say not only affects others, but it affects ourselves. It says in here that you will account for every single word that you say.
Yeah.
So when you say something negative about your coworker or your friend or someone at school, you are going to have to atone for those words. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to stand in front of God and have him say, you know, you remember, Trisha, when you said this about so-and-so? and I'd have to be like, oh, God, forgive me. But you just, seriously, you need to take account of what you say and just think before you speak.
Yeah. And God also, or always, does his part if we do our part. Mm-hmm. So if we will listen to the Spirit, mm-hmm. and if we will follow what the Spirit is telling us, and if you don't have the Holy Spirit, I highly recommend mm-hmm. receiving the Holy Spirit. It's a free gift from our Father. The Holy Spirit will help you and will guide you and will show you where to go, what to say, what to do.
Yes.
But you have to be available.
Yes. And, you know, one thing he showed me recently was he talks to me quite frequently, and I will write down in journals things that he tells me. And one of the things was, he said, you know, I'm always speaking, but it doesn't matter what I say. You have to open your mouth and say it.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I can tell you all these good things all day long, but if you don't open your mouth and say them, it's not going to do anybody any good.
That's right. So we've got to do our part. And that also includes what God says. Instead of us saying something like, I'm no good, or I do everything wrong, or I can never measure up to what others want me to do or be, or start saying stuff like, you know, I'm a person that can't do anything on my own. Mm-hmm. And you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you start saying stuff to the more like, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. God sees me as right, and I have the right relationship with him through Christ. It is only through Christ and the shed blood from the cross that is going to get us anywhere in life.
That's right.
We have to understand our sins have been forgiven. They're covered under the cross. God's already done everything he's ever going to do. We have to speak. We have to say in Jesus' name. We have to start going forward, and we have to tell people. We have to go praying for people. And when we pray for people, we don't just say, please, God, will you do this? He's already done it.
Yes.
We have to say, in Jesus' name, I command this. It's the words from your mouth. It's the authority you already have in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in our power. It's in the power that Jesus has already given us.
Yes.
And it is amazing when you start understanding that and you start walking in the Spirit and you start walking in the authority and you start walking what God's path is for you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an amazing life for you. And what we want to do is get people to that point.
Yes.
Start growing. And the only way you're going to be able to grow is if you open this Bible every single day. You have to open the Bible. Ask God to show you where he wants you to read. Ask the Holy Spirit, show me what I'm about to read. Show me something new I've never seen before. You have to start grabbing a hold of the Word. And you're not suckling on the milk anymore like a baby. You have to be an adult. You have to start eating the food, eating the Word. It's your meat. And the only way you're going to grow is with the meat.
Okay, but, I mean, that's a good point. But there are people out there that still need the milk.
Yeah,
They may not be quite as far along as you are. So, you know, and that is fine. You know, that's one thing we're here to help you with, too, is to lead you to relationship with God. And that is my main focus. That's what's been on my heart, is a relationship with God. It's your heart. It's where your heart is. It's getting to know him and, being close to him and knowing who he is for you and what he can do through you. It's amazing. We'll talk about that another time, but But it's all about the relationship, and your words can solidify that relationship.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking up a scripture.
So we do some street ministry sometimes. We like to go out and share the word of God that way, and it's a very interesting time to see the people, but it's how you say it. It's how you present it to them. It's not, you can't just go tell somebody, you know, hey, you're doing it wrong. You need to be in church.
You're sinner.
Yeah.
That's the wrong attitude.
Yeah, we need to talk.
You're going to hell if you don't do this.
Yeah, we need to talk to people in love.
Yeah.
God says to love your neighbor as yourself, and you need to speak words of love over them. And talk to the people. Have a conversation with them. Don't just talk at them. Talk to them. Use your words.
Yeah. So on our gospel track we hand out, we have Romans 6:23, and it says it's got the life and death. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. It's like a lot of people have this tattooed. It's like life. If you turn it one way, it says life, and if you flip it upside down, it says death. So that talks to a lot of people when you're out street witnessing. But it says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And a lot of times people stop right there. And they preach on death. You're going to die. But it goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So you got to not only let them know, hey, this path you're going down leads to death, but there is an alternative. There is life in Christ. Mm-hmm. And if you will put all your faith and trust in him, that's where your turning point is. You need to repent of your sins. Mm-hmm. Repent means to turn away from and do it no longer. Mm-hmm. When I teach kids in a Sunday school, I tell them it's like walking towards a wall right there. You're walking towards that wall, and that wall is sin. Mm-hmm. And I tell them to walk towards it, and I say, stop. Now turn around and come back towards me. Mm-hmm. But don't look back at that wall. And they start walking towards me. And I said, that's exactly what repenting is. That's turning away from your sin, turning away from that wall. Don't even look back at that wall because it's not even worth your time.
That's right.
It's not worth your time.
That's right. Well, do you want to play the...
Yeah.
We have something really neat for you guys planned here.
Yeah. This is a script that my wife wrote, and it's got myself, my wife, and our son Logan in it. So we'd like to play this little thing, little ditty for you. Get just a moment.
UTurnRadio.org is proud to present The Messenger's Radio Drama.
Hate him. He's such a bully. He's never going to change.
Peter flopped down on the couch very dramatically. At 14, everything was dramatic.
What happened today, Peter?
His mother asked. It was Peter's first year at public school, and it was a hard time for him. He was very small and scrawny and very smart. This combination got him picked on a lot.
It was James again. He's so mean. I wish he was dead.
Peter, you have to watch the words of your mouth,
his mother exclaimed.
You have the power of life and death in your tongue. You are speaking death over him. Jesus told us to speak life.
Well, I don't really want him dead, but it sure would be easier without him around,
Peter said, exasperated.
He makes my life so hard. He's such a jerk.
Peter's mother thought carefully.
Lord, what do you want me to say to him? How can I teach him your word in a way he can understand? Peter, do you remember what it says in God's word about the power of your words?
Yeah, it says something about how what you say affects you.
Well, it does affect you, but it affects others also. Proverbs 18:21 says that the tongue has the power of life and death. You have the power to curse and the power to bless.
Peter sat up.
Do you mean I am putting a curse on him or something? I'm not a witch or anything.
But you are cursing him. You are speaking death over him. That doesn't mean that he will die tomorrow. It's more like a spiritual death. But when you say these things, you are speaking death over yourself.
What? I just said I hate him. How is that going to hurt me?
Peter was unsure where this was going, and he was starting to get a little uncomfortable.
In Matthew 12:34, it says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Unless you are allowing Satan to cloud your judgment and speak for you. You may not really want this boy dead. You just want him to be nicer to you. There should be no hatred in your heart. It goes on to say in Matthew that a good man brings good things out of the good stored up him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
I'm confused. I'm a good person. But if I think bad things, I'm evil?
I don't think that's what it means. A good person loves God, like you do. They have accepted Jesus as Lord, like you. But our thoughts need to be on things above. We need to think like God. We need to ask the Holy Spirit what we could do and say. If we think good thoughts, good things are going to come out of our mouth. But when we let our emotions take over, it's like we are letting Satan in the door to speak through us. He is the God of this world, and our words give him his power. We can speak life, which renders him useless, or we can speak death, which gives him power over our lives and is very destructive to others.
So, if I don't watch what I say, I could be letting Satan work through me?
Peter was confused. He didn't want to give Satan any power over his life.
Matthew 12 also says that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. So, every time you curse someone by, say, wishing they were dead, you really bring God's judgment on yourself. You have to atone for those words, and that is sin. Jesus died for that sin, but you need to see the error of your ways and repent. Are you getting this?
His mother wasn't convinced she was getting through.
So, let me get this straight. If I give God power over my tongue, then I will speak life and blessings over people. But if I let my mind and emotions take over, then I'm speaking death, and that is from Satan?
Peter paused for a minute to think.
I really don't want to get caught up in my emotions and say something I don't mean. I don't want to give Satan that possibility. I want to speak God's words.
Peter's mother smiled.
That is a good choice.
So,
Peter said thoughtfully,
what should I say? He's not a nice guy.
Maybe we could pray for him. The Bible says to love your enemies and pray for them. By being nice to them, it's like heaping burning coals on their head. Repay evil with kindness. Satan can't stand that. When you do something nice and serve God by loving your enemies, it takes away all their power. When he says something mean to you, just smile and say, God loves you. Trust me, it will stop him in his tracks.
So I could say I don't like him, but I know God loves him, so I will pray for him?
I think that is a good place to start. Just pray for him and heap blessings upon him. Instead of saying he's a jerk, speak life and say he's a work in progress.
Peter looked at his mom as he got up from the couch.
Thanks, Mom, for showing me how to be a better Christian. I will watch the words of my mouth from now on.
Thanks, Mom.
That's what moms are for.
How'd you guys like that? We're looking forward to doing some more of those in the future, hopefully for every show. We'll see, huh?
We'll see.
It takes a lot to write those, doesn't it?
It does.
Praise
but
God.
Fun.
Yes, they are.
So, I had to apologize. I left my notes at home today, but so we're just kind of letting the Spirit flow, which is what we
Amen.
Really want to do.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to read back in Mark 11, starting in verse 12. It talks about Jesus cursing the fig tree. Should I just go ahead and read it all?
Yeah.
Okay. Verse 12, it says, "The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard him say it." And then we're going to skip down to verse 20. It says, "In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered.' And Jesus answered, 'Have faith in God. Truly, I tell you, if you say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will happen, it will be done for you. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you." I was looking at this verse the other day, and I have an archaeological Bible that goes back and states some of the interesting things around that time. And I got to looking at what Jesus said, and when he said, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And it got me thinking, I was trying to think of a parallel to that. Like, what did that really mean? And because I don't think he would say to a person, may no one ever eat from you again. But the thing that I read in the commentary was, it said he was saying this to Jerusalem and to the, at that time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they were not producing fruit. And he was saying, may no one ever eat from your kind of fruit again. You may look like you have it all, but you have nothing. You know, they had the leaves, the tree had the leaves. It looked like it was good,
mm-hmm.
but there was nothing there.
There was no fruit.
No fruit.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
They were always trying to do it in their own power.
They were.
Yeah, they were trying to do it what they were saying was the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They were changing it up, and you can't change up the Word of God. The Word says, do not do that. Cursed is the man that does.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you start changing up the way you believe or the way the Word speaks,
mm-hmm.
it can definitely cause some problems. Even if you speak against a pastor, no
yes.
matter what they're doing, you know. Even if they're doing wrong, you know, do not speak against God's minister.
Yeah. Any man of God. Man of God. It's very, very dangerous to speak against anyone doing God's will. Even if you agree with them or you don't maybe agree with everything they say, if they are putting their life into working for God, you need to at least honor that. Honor their position,
right?
At least,
even like the people in government.
That's right.
You may not agree with them, but you know what? They're in place. They're when we've got to follow what they, and they've got to answer for what they do.
They do.
You know, and what we need to do is we need to be praying for these people that they will see the truth, they will see the light. You know, the words coming out of your mouth, speaking life over these people,
mm-hmm.
and that's an important thing. See, because they may not know they're doing wrong. They may think what they're doing is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking these bribes or doing whatever they're doing that's wrong. But you know what? Speak life over these people
mm-hmm.
and see a life change in them.
Yeah. Another major issue getting off that topic, I don't know why, but in this verse, I wanted to say, it's very obvious that that he was speaking that when Jesus said, go throw yourself into the sea, to the mountain, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe what you say will happen. It will be done for you. So you have to believe what you say.
Yeah.
You can't just say, I'm going to get $1 million tomorrow and have it, you know, and get $1 million. You have to believe in your heart, in your very core.
We also have to start out small.
Yes.
don't become a believer and believe the next day for $1 million and expect it to happen.
Right.
You've got to show God that that you are trustworthy.
Yes.
You got to start off small, even if it's just going to you start going to a church and you clean the bathrooms once a week for them or whatever. You know, start off small. Say, God, show me what you want me to do for you. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything out of the will of God.
Yes. Do it from your heart. Yeah. And believe. Don't doubt. That's another issue that we're going to be talking about next month, I think, is doubt. And God's been really working with me on that, to not only say the words, but to believe that it will be done.
Yeah.
And to believe what I'm saying.
Awesome.
Well, we have a song. I think you want to play the song, or did you have something?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody. We're working on getting our Facebook page set up, and Twitter, and all the email, all that silly stuff right there. But I would like to encourage you for right now. If you have any prayer requests,
yes,
or you have anything that you want to talk to us about, if you need us to pray for you, I mean, we want to encourage you. Email us. You can email me at Deskatur.com. It's DESKATUR.com. Marcus, MARCUS. And Tricia is a little bit easier. It's Tricia at TrishaDraper.com. And Tricia is spelled TRICIA. And Draper is just like DRAPER, like mine. Hey, we're married, so that seems to be kind of
wow,
the same, doesn't it?
That's handy.
There you go. But look us up on Facebook. Look for Tricia Baker-Draper. Or Marcus Draper, you'll see a picture of me with Andrew Womack. I love that guy, man. He is awesome,
he is
man,
wonderful.
After God's own heart. We listen to him constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work, had to go 3 hours a day of driving, and I would listen to Andrew a lot. And I would go through all of his teachings. I think I've gone through all of his teachings on his website, awmi.net.
So,
go through those, man. Go there, click on, I think it's
anything.
Other or something like that, and then I can't just look for it.
You'll find it. They'll make it available.
And email me. I'll send you the link. But there are tons of free things you can just either stream on his website or download. Man, you're gonna grow. You're gonna see growth in your life. You're gonna see your spirit completely changed because, man, when life is spoken over you and when you start understanding what the word says, man, you're going to become changed.
Yes.
You're going to be a different person. You're going to see your days are going to, you're going to start waking up just praising God.
Yes.
You know, hey, thank you, Father, for a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to start seeing yourself, you know, understand, you know, the word is alive and the word is alive in me. And I have life now. I know who I am. I'm starting to understand better what I need to do, what the path God has chosen for me. Because I guarantee you, the path you're on, if it's not on the path that God has chosen for you, it's not a good path. And 9 times out of 10, usually 10 times out of 10, it's not going to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
It may even look like earthly-wise that it may be working.
Yeah.
But in the end, it will only lead to destruction.
Yeah. So, okay, so we found this great song. I'm not sure if anybody's, a lot of people have probably heard this, but it's by a band called Hawk Nelson. And this song is called Word.
Words.
Words. And it's about the words that come out of your mouth. We want to encourage you guys, listen to this, and we'll be right back after this song.
They've made me feel like a prisoner. They've made me feel set free. They've made me feel like a criminal. Made me feel like a king. They've lifted my heart to places I've never been.
take over the fear. God, your voice is the only thing we need to hear. Words can build us up, words can break us down. Start a fire in our hearts or put it out.
Words, man. That's the words from your mouth is what it's all about. That's what we're talking about all this month. The words that come out of your mouth. Speak life.
Speak life.
It's important.
I just wanted to say, I was going through the Bible and I feel like God put on my heart 1 Peter 4:11. It says, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. So that is a profound statement. If you stop and think about the words that God would say, it's kind of like the bracelets, the WWJD, what would Jesus do? Mm-hmm. Think about if you were really in tune with God, what does he want you to say? What would he want you to say to that angry coworker? Just step back and think, you know, I don't have to get pulled into you and your bad words, you know. Right. I can speak life over you.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, even in my old job, when I've been there for 15 years, and it was part of a warehouse. And when people would see me come out there, it was almost like they were like, if they were acting up, they would straighten up real quick because they're like, that's Marcus. You got to be cool around him. And it was them showing me respect.
Yes.
You know, it was them, you know, understanding, hey, this guy believes in something, and some of these guys, I don't know if all of them were Christians or not, but mm-hmm. I'm sure they weren't. But they recognized and they saw that Jesus in me.
Yes.
And I was always happy, and a lot of times people would ask me, why are you always smiling?
I get that a lot.
What is up with it? And yeah, you get that at work.
Get that a lot.
Yeah, so if you're ever in Decatur and you go to Brahms, you might see Trisha over in the produce section. Just drop by and give her a smile and say, hey, I'll smile at you if you smile at me. But it's sometimes it's just a look on your face, Jesus looking through you, you know, mm-hmm. that can change somebody's day. A smile,
yeah,
and it just
makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and if you're happy, people are going to be happy around you. If you now not always, but you
no,
know what,
but
you're speaking. Even if you're smiling, you're speaking life.
Yes,
you're speaking life into that person, and it can change somebody. Mm-hmm. It can change them completely.
It's amazing the difference I see when I'm checking people out. You can just see some people are having a bad day, and I'll just say, hi, how you doing? And just those words can perk people up. They'll be just like, well, I'm doing pretty good. And when you say those things like, I'm having a good day, I'm doing good, I feel great, It makes your body, it like, your body hears those words and it will respond to those words. It's amazing the difference. Yeah. So when we understand the power of words and realize that we can choose what we think and speak, our lives will be transformed.
By the renewing of your mind.
That's right. And we never want to underestimate the power of our words and deeds. With a few words, you can change a person's life. Change their life. For better or worse, you know, you speak life, you can change that person's life to light and to God. Mm-hmm. When you speak cursings over them, you can make their life worse.
Yeah.
God puts us all in each other's life to impact one another in some way. God gave us words as an opportunity, as a tool for us mm-hmm. to use. And he expects us to use it. And it affects other people's lives in a good way or a negative way.
Yeah, and he also said, you know, not just words, but in deeds. So it's not yes. just the words you speak, it's your actions.
Yes.
There's actions that you do. Like I said, a smile is an action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shaking somebody's hand is an action. Pat them on the back. You know, mm-hmm. it's your actions. And if you do it out of love, I think yes. normally those people are going to see, hey, they're not trying to be weird or anything. And,
yeah.
you know, I get that a lot when we're out street witnessing because people will be like, hey, what are you doing?
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get one of these yet? Well, what is it? It's a gospel track. Well, I'm a Christian. Oh, good. What'd you do to become a Christian?
How do you know you're a Christian?
Exactly. I'd like to talk a little bit right now about testimonies also, because everybody that is a believer has a testimony, and don't ever underestimate your testimony. You may not have gone through a lot, or you may have gone through a ton of stuff, mm-hmm. but your testimony can touch other people's lives. You may be able to touch people that we can't touch, or that oh, yes. even Andrew Womack or Joyce Myers or Kevin Alexander or somebody else can't touch. Your testimony is important, and it's important that you not only share your testimony with people about what God did in you and through you, mm-hmm. and about how he's changed your life. What have you done that has been different? Mm-hmm. You know, you went from being one spectrum all the way down to another one. So, wow, what did you do to change? And a lot of times people will see that change in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that you knew from before you were a believer. And they'll be like, what's different about you? And that's when you go, let me tell you exactly what happened.
And there's differences, too. I've, you know, got saved when I was 6. I was raised in a Christian home. You know, I grew up talking to the Lord, you know, on a daily basis. Just, I've always had a really close relationship with him. So I always thought, you know, everybody's like, give your testimony. And I'm like, I always thought, well, I never really had a testimony because I never had a huge changing moment in my life. But I do have a testimony.
You have an awesome testimony.
Because I've been so close and I've walked, and there, you know, there were definitely times I turned away, but I never let go of God, and he's seen me through so many things, and I'll give my testimony later, but even testimonies from if you have been saved and you went through your life with him, those are testimonies, and they are important.
And there are things that you've gone through and you've come through.
Mm-hmm.
Through God or through Jesus, with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
it's amazing. So you're you'll even have testimonies after you're a Christian. You'll have things that you've gone through that you will be able to touch other people's lives with. Mm-hmm. So right now, I would like to have you guys hear an awesome testimony from my father-in-law, the one that brought up my wonderful wife. His name is Mike Baker, and he's got anybody that knows Mike, he's always smiling.
Yes.
He's just like me. That's why they call us Twinkies, I think. So here is an interview we did with my wife, did with my father-in-law, Mike Baker, from last night. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
Hi, this is Trisha here. We're here with my father, Michael Baker, and we're going to have him share some of his testimony.
Well, thank you, Trisha. You were talking about the power of the tongue, and you asked me to think back about when did I begin to think about what I was saying and try to make it positive. And one of the first times I remember making that decision, it was a conscious decision, was when I started working for Farm Bureau as an agent. And I recognized the fact that when I would start a conversation, it would be on a negative basis. For example, I would say, well, it looks like it's going to storm again, or you know, something on a negative factor. If we were talking about someone else, I would say, have you ever noticed that person limps all the time? So what I decided to do was that if I were going to be a successful agent, I needed to be more positive in my approach to life and to what I said. The result of that is that one day when I came into the office, the secretary looked at me and we were talking about one of our clients, and he was probably not the nicest person to deal with. She looked at me and she said, "You never say anything bad about anybody, do you?" And it dawned on me that what I was doing was working. And that made me feel good, that I was on the right road anyway. And then the other thing that I thought about was, for years and years, when the fall would come, I would get the flu and I'd be sick for 3 or 4 days. But through some of the pastors that I was listening to and the churches I was attending, I was told that it's really important to watch what you're saying, watch the words of your mouth. And instead of saying, "Oh, well, it's fall, I'm going to get the flu," I started saying, "I don't have to accept the flu. I can overcome this through the power of Jesus Christ." So I began, when I would start to feel bad, I would begin to say, "I'm stronger than this. Through Jesus Christ, I don't have to accept this." And that was the last year that I ever had the flu. Mm-hmm. Never had it since.
Amen.
It has been a really good walk. One of the other things that I recognized, and this happened just recently, was that as I drive, I quite often speak what I want to have happen, especially in traffic. And one of the things I look forward to is a green light. And I've been so blessed that most of my lights are green most of the time. I mean, that's just I can't say it's an anointing, but I can say that it's a blessing that I've had, and I enjoy it. Well, one day I recognized that my lights were red and red and red almost every time. So what I was getting more and more upset about it. And then I realized that, hey, this really is out of the norm for me. And I think what God did was he lifted off that blessing for a short time to let me recognize where that blessing was coming from. It wasn't just that Mike Baker gets a red light or Mike Baker gets a green light most of the time. It was that God had allowed those lights to be green for me. And once I recognized that, I've gone back to getting quite a few green lights. But I think he just wanted to make sure I knew where that blessing originated. And it wasn't anything that I've done on my own. The other thing I do is I speak to traffic. And I tell people what lanes they need to get in or be out of. My wife, quite often thinks Mike or says, "Mike, you know, they can't hear you." And I say, "Well, but I speak what I want to have happen." And quite often it does, that I can get right through traffic and not really have to spend a lot of time in it. So those are just some of the blessings that I've had as a result of learning about the power of my tongue, that I try to be positive in what I say and what I say about people, and then I begin to expect what I speak to happen. And it's worked very well for me. The Lord has honored that. And I'm very grateful that he has. When we built our home here, many years ago, when Nancy and I built our first home, it was built on a peninsula with a river behind it and a deep creek in front of it and some trees on that peninsula. And I said, a perfect place for a log home. Well, Nancy didn't picture a log home in there. To her, it would have been a log cabin. And she wasn't about to live in a log cabin. She wanted a real house, as she put it. So I was really upset when I decided that I could give up my log home. And I really didn't like the house there as a result. And then one day the Lord looked at me and he said, Mike, what's more important, the house or your wife? And I had to make a decision. I made the right decision. I did good. But the result is that she told me later, after I showed her the home that I had in mind, of a gentleman that I knew actually owned a logging company and had built a beautiful home for himself out of logs. And when we went down to visit him one day, she said, is this what you had in mind? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, well, maybe I could live in one of these. So she said, okay, the next house we get can be a log home. And I look forward to that. So just recently, we built a home about 8 years ago, and I was looking forward to my log home. Unfortunately, my builder didn't see a log home in my future, and Nancy really didn't either. So what I had to decide was, what's more important, the log home or our future relationship? And as a result, I made the decision that we would do a brick home. And I must say, we have a beautiful brick home.
Yes, we do.
And I really like this home. It's been a real blessing to us. So the words of our mouths, what do we expect? What do we speak? It's very important. And you begin to expect the things that you speak. So if you speak evil over someone, you can expect evil to come from those people. If you speak life and peace and health, those are the things that are going to come out. I thank you all for this time today. Appreciate
you. Thank you so much. We enjoyed hearing from you.
Such a likable person, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Well, to end this show, we're getting pretty close. We've got about a minute and 45 seconds left, but we always want to end this show asking our
prayer.
Prayer. That's right. So in Romans 10:9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So I want to encourage everybody out there, anybody out there that's listening that is not a believer, if you would like to accept Jesus right now on this day, just repeat this after me. Say, Father, I just thank you so much for your son, Jesus. I thank you that he died on the cross and he shed his blood for my sins. I thank you, Father, that it covers me. And Father, right now, I believe in Jesus' name that he died and he was raised again from the dead. I believe that Jesus is my Lord. And Father, I thank you that you love me. You loved me before I was even born. And I thank you, Father, right now that I have an eternity with you and not an eternity separated from you. And one of the taglines that I have on my emails always is, eternity is a long time to have the wrong answer. And isn't that the truth, everybody? So we want to end the show today with a Toby Mac song. It's called Speak Life, and you're only going to get about 20 seconds of it, but that, oh. No,
I just want to say real quick that if that was your first time to say that prayer, let us know so we can get you some information about what you can expect next and what to do.
Yeah.
So just please let us know. And we love hearing from you guys, and we had a great time today.
And we just thank you guys for this opportunity. Thank you, Kevin. Bye.